following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. The cheers, the band themes, the buzzers. Whether you're a student athlete, a fan, or just curious about the journey of those juggling academics and sports, this podcast will allow you to dive headfirst into the jungle of collegiate sports. When I hear the word tip-off, obviously, first thing that comes to mind is, you know, the start of a basketball game. The ref blows the whistle, throws the ball in the air, and the two teams fight to get the ball first, you know. But it also, to me, means just the start of something new, the start of a new event, experience, all that. So that's why I decided to name the first episode the tip-off, because ultimately what we're doing right here is starting something new. I'm definitely starting something new right here, and I'm excited because this is definitely something I haven't thought I was going to do. Now, a little bit about me. I play D2 basketball at Dominican University, and you know, I came straight out of high school. I'm from a whole different state. I'm from Colorado, the middle of nowhere. So, you know, what I had to do is I had to basically prepare myself to just completely revamp how I'm living life, because I'm coming from, first of all, a state with all four seasons to a state with one. So, you know, I had to be ready to experience something completely different. I'm going here with no family in the Bay Area, with no connection to the Bay Area. Really just coming out here blind, you know, trying to experience something new. I had to get out of Colorado because there was just, it's just too much to be in one. I say people should obviously look to be near family and all that, but when you're going to college, I feel like it's important to get out of your comfort zone. I got out of my comfort zone for sure, going to a completely different city, you know, completely different people, culture, all that. It's actually terrifying when you think about it at first. You sit here and you're like, okay, that sounds different. When you get here and you really experience it, the first couple of weeks is terrifying, as an athlete especially, because you're trying something you've never done before, and you're going to get hit with, like, everything college has to offer in the first couple of weeks. It's not a joke at all. And I learned that very quickly, that college is not a joke. But it also prioritizes you a lot more. As an athlete, I have access to a gym whenever. I have access to go shoot whenever, to go lift whenever I want. I can go eat whenever I want. I have trainers available to me. I didn't have this back in Colorado. So coming here and experiencing that, it kind of was euphoric at first. You know, I feel like I was on top of the world. I was like sitting here thinking, I really have like an entire system all to myself. That's so cool to me. But what I wasn't prepared for was the homesickness, you know, being alone for God knows how long. But it hit me really quick, kind of after a week after my parents left. I was sitting in my room just freaking out, panic attacks, thinking if this was really worth it. I was really debating because I didn't know at the time. I was sitting here thinking, I want to go back home. I want to go back home. I want to go back home. And then I had the chance to go back home for, I believe it was Memorial Day, Memorial or Labor Day. I get those two mixed up. I think it was Labor Day. And I realized how much I really don't want to go home. The moment I set foot back into my home state, and landed at the airport, I realized I don't want to be there. You take everything for granted when you first experience it, is something I've always learned. I came to college and I thought it was horrible at first. I didn't know what to do here. Obviously, I met people that I love now, especially, and want to be around all the time. But it's really tough because at first you're really grappling two sides of, do I want to go home? Do I want to stay where I'm comfortable and I know I can be myself? Or do I want to expand? Do I want to try something completely different? And do I want to challenge myself and be a whole better new person? And I decided to take that challenge. And now I'm here, looking back at everything open-minded, I realize how much I love this college experience. The environment, the culture, everything. It's honestly great. Because I wake up and I know that I have the same people every day to push me and make me better than I was yesterday. That's a big thing when it comes to being an athlete. Only reason I decided to go to Dominican was because they were my best athletic offer. It wasn't an athletic offer. I'm a walk-on. So it was all academic money. But it was the only opportunity I had to play basketball in an area that I wanted to be in. I'm not going to play basketball in Nebraska. That's not happening. There's nothing to do out there. But in California, there's a lot. More things than you can ever imagine to do. It's great. It's really great. It's not bad at all. So there's no way I was going to pick Nebraska over California. So my best basketball offer was to go here. And every day I've met the right amount of people that will push me every day to get better. You know, I have a teammate. We lift all the time. And he's really just expanded my knowledge on lifting weights and pushing yourself to the limit and just getting better. And I love it because I never had like a teammate like that before, and we haven't even played a single game together. It's literally been a month into school, and I'm already seeing changes that I would have never have experienced had I stayed back in Colorado. Never. That's the beauty of it, though, in my eyes. One thing, though, I really want this podcast to be not so robotic, like I'm reading off a page of notes. I want it to be more real. I kind of want to just sit here and just explain what it's like to be a basketball player, especially in, you know, the level I'm at right now, Division 2. It's not a joke. Obviously, it's not a joke. But, you know, that's what I want this podcast to be. I kind of just want it to be allowing me to speak my mind more free. I'm not going to be looking off a list of notes or anything like that. I feel like every episode is going to be something completely different, and I love it. And, you know, this might just be the first episode, but I'm feeling really excited about this. But obviously, being new to this, it's going to take a little bit. So we're going to see where this goes. I definitely have a lot I want to talk about regarding basketball and the differences I've experienced so far. Like I said, all right, the culture and everything is a lot different. One thing I've definitely noticed, Colorado basketball, and it's probably basketball a lot of, like everywhere like this, especially Colorado basketball, I notice is very egotistical basketball, meaning you're playing for yourself and not to win. And a lot of that translates into the game where, you know, you're not making the extra pass, or you're not boxing out correctly, or you're not, even the little things like not even getting up when a player is getting substituted and getting up when you go to the bench to shake their hand. That's always something that, you know, I try to keep a tradition on a team because it's showing camaraderie and chemistry between each other. But some people just, they don't get it. And that's why they're not playing at the higher level, because, and that's also why Colorado basketball isn't progressing at all. And that's a big issue I actually really wanted to touch on today. Colorado basketball has that issue of playing just stupid basketball, where you don't make extra passes, you don't set screens, you don't sacrifice a roll. The little things like that, it all matters to winning a championship. I've won a couple. I've played on some good teams. So I you know, you can see the championship caliber teams when you're on them, and you know the difference. Championship caliber teams, they're one. They're not really a bunch of individuals. They're one big group. Everybody moves in their own, like, how do I say this? What's the word? It's all organized. Everybody knows what they need to do, and they don't have to do anything that they don't need to do. Meaning you have a role. If your role is to shoot, you're going to shoot the ball, and you're not going to do anything else, because that's all you need to do. There's someone else that's going to play better defense than you. There's someone else that's going to be a better shot blocker than you, a better facilitator. Every team has that. You're not going to be perfect at everything. You're not LeBron James. Even LeBron James isn't perfect. That's an episode I really want to make too, is how athletes have really high expectations of themselves and compare themselves to these athletes. Yet these athletes they're not perfect. LeBron's not perfect. Jordan isn't perfect. Kobe isn't perfect. But that's an episode for another day. And going back to what we were talking about, those little things that each player does, knowing the role, a good team is going to know their roles, right? A point guard is going to play point guard. A sixth man is going to come off the bench and do whatever coach needs him to do. And it's important to listen to the coach. But there's just some players that don't get it, that want to play for themselves, that think that basketball is a 1-on-5 thing. It's not. That sounds so cliche, but it's not. Basketball is not 1-on-5. In fact, it's way deeper than 5-on-5. It's 13 versus the other 13. It's 13 plus the head coach, plus the training staff, plus the water boy, and plus the fans versus the other teams. Exact same thing. It's way deeper than 5. It's way deeper than 1, for sure. But that's the issue. I've noticed that leaving Colorado basketball, coming here, it's a completely different style of basketball, and I love it. Cali basketball is all about the pushing the ball up the court. If you don't have a shot, you better swing the ball. If you have a shot, you better take the shot. If your teammate has a better shot than you, you better give them the ball. Simple as that. You know who's the best shooter on the court. You know that. And I knew that right away. The moment I stepped foot into that court and we played our first, you know, open gym 5-on-5, I could feel that was the vibe. Well, these guys have been doing this for a while. And it shows, because when I went back on Labor Day weekend to Colorado and I tried to get my team to play my style of basketball from Dominican, we didn't lose a game. It was bad. Because Colorado basketball, and basketball a lot of places, is so behind. And that's why schools don't recruit out there. And that's why kids transfer from there. And that's why nobody gets recognition from Colorado. And that's why Colorado doesn't get recognition at all. Thank God for Prime Time, though, right? Thank God for Coach Prime, because Coach Prime is doing a great thing for Colorado. I'm going to be mentioning Colorado a lot this podcast. That's my state. That's my hometown. And I'm going to do everything I can to advocate for Colorado sports, because 100% there's some dogs out there. There's some dogs out there. Hell, not even just basketball, our football. The Cherry Creek Bruins in Colorado have won the state championship 4 years in a row. Yet I hear nothing about them anywhere else. All I hear about is IMG, Modern Day, or St. Francis. That's all I hear about. When are we going to hear about Colorado sports? The Nuggets just won the championship. The Nuggets just won the NBA championship, and I hear nothing. But if the Lakers, say, won the championship, we wouldn't hear about anything else for the next few months. That city of Denver, when they won the chip, it was that we needed that. The city needed that. But what the city really needs is for their youth basketball programs and high school sports programs. They need to understand that it's more than just one player. And a lot of players from there need to understand that. Because if they don't, then there's no chance for them. There's no chance for basketball in Colorado. There's no chance for sports out in Colorado if they don't understand that. And that's basically what this podcast is going to be about. Essentially. We're going to get really into the midst, the thick of an athlete's routine. What we got to go through every day. What we got to eat. What do we have to lift? What do we have to remember? What is our, like, everything? And I'm really excited. This is just the tip off. Like I said, the tip off for me means the start of something. Something new, something exciting. That's why this episode's called the tip off. I know I went a little all over the place regarding, you know, the topics, but we're here. We're ready. And this is going to be a lot of fun. So that'll probably be the end of it tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this. And next week, episode 2 will probably be out, and we're going to touch in on the daily routine of some athletes. So, you know, this is the start of something new, and I'm very excited. So y'all have a great day, great evening, great morning, wherever you are. I'll see you guys next week. Nader up. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.